So welcome to the mindfulness-based stress reduction mindful movement practice, lying down. So would you bring yourself down onto your mat, lie yourself down, and take some moments to settle into Shavasana if you can. Shavasana is when the legs are long and a little bit apart. The head, neck and spine's all on straight, lying in a balanced way, and the arms are a little out to the sides, palms up towards the sky but arms on the ground. Or choosing a different posture to begin with if this is not suitable or if it's uncomfortable for you. And taking some moments to close the eyes or keep a soft gaze if you prefer, and to bring some awareness deliberately into itself, feeling a sense of gravity of your body, the weight of the body falling into the mat. Recognizing the sounds around your body. Acknowledging how you feel and what thoughts are passing through your body mind. Connecting to the sensations of breathing that's already being breathed. Feel the breath and body coming together. When you're ready, can you bring attention to the arms? And if your shoulders and arms are right for it, lift both arms off the ground and feel the weight of them. Move the arms up through the air, up over your head if you can, as far as comfortable above you. So maybe the backs of the arms come onto the ground above your head, above the mat, onto the ground so the knuckles touch. And if you can, let go a little bit there for a moment. See if you can feel any sensations of pulling or tightness or relaxation. And then floating the arms again back up to the ceiling gradually. So like the sun going through the sky. And eventually flowing those arms, taking as many moments as you need to float the arms through the air and down by the hips, down back onto the mat. Just in touch with your body, moving slowly if you can, deliberately floating the arms down. When the arms come onto the ground by the sides, can you again let go, stop any movement? Feel any after effect in your body when the arms stop moving? And then once more, be present to moving the arms, lift both arms up and move them slowly as far as you can up over your head. Present to all the sensations through the neck and the spine and the weight shifting. Both arms, they might be moving together or one might be leading and the other following. When the arms get above you on the ground, those of you that can rest the arms above you, but on the ground, so they can bend the elbows a little bit, rest the knuckles. If anything that feels uncomfortable or painful for you, would you feel free, empowered enough not to do the action and just stop into a more suitable space? Only do things that feel right for you. If the arms are above you, on the ground that is, can you keep the arms on the ground but sort of straighten the arms, open the fingers a little bit, stretch the arms still on the ground, and those legs, can you try and stretch your fingers away from your heels and the heels away from the fingers, as if a couple of people have got hold of your hands and hold of your feet and just giving you a bit of a pull. So attempting to stretch the fingers and the heels away from you so the whole body gets a bit of a lengthen. And your breath is always there to be breathed. And if you can, hold the stretch, create a stretch. Be interested in your body and the sensations. Don't hold your breath, but have a good reach if you can for as many moments as you feel to. And then once more, let go of any stretching away or activate any muscles. And take some moments to move the arms away from that place if they're above you, and the arms around into a cross position on the ground. Slide them out and rest them on the ground, noticing any changes in the sensations. It's a bit more comfortable having the arms on the ground, out to the sides and across. Bend both knees now. Feel the sensations of the legs as you bend the knees and slide the feet up onto the mat. Have your feet hip width apart once they arrive on the mat. Feet sort of close-ish to the buttocks, but not uncomfortably close. From this position, would you bring some attention, if you can, down into the pelvis area and the weight falling through the buttocks? And try gently pulling the tummy in, just subtly, and at the same time, push the feet just a little into the mat and lift the tailbone and the buttocks a smidgen, a little bit off the mat. So it's like a pelvic tilt. Tilt the pelvic up a little bit, just a little bit, and then deliberately go the other way. Try rolling the tailbone into the mat a little bit so your lower back arches away from the mat. So almost like you could slide a hand if you wanted to underneath that lower back. So rolling the tailbone, buttocks into the mat, arching the back one way, and then pulling the tummy in, flattening the belly, but pushing the feet in a little bit into the mat, creating this pelvic tilt, lifting the tailbone, lifting a little bit, and play a little bit around with this rocking action with the pelvis, going back and forth. Open to what's on your mind when things come along, any analysis or judgment, how you feel as you practice, being as open as you can be, but deliberately moving the body so it's mindful movement. Feeling the connection through the body, what parts move and what parts don't move. Does the chin move? Do you feel the movement throughout the body, or is it quite isolated? But tilting the pelvis, flowing it back and forth as you're breathing now. See if you can really connect into rolling the pelvis one way, noticing the qualities inside the tummy or the chest or the throat. Opening to your body and rolling the tailbone the other way. You can find a little bit of non-moving, so bring things back to settling into the center somewhere, pausing back into the center. And once you're in that middle place, would you now, again, sense where the knees are in space, and this time we'll tilt both knees towards one side, roll the knees down towards one side, like windscreen wipers, both knees, and they'll stop because of tension, of course, and you'll feel the tension. And would you, again, be present to moving the knees back to where you came from when you want to, of course, and over to the other side, encouraging a slow, deliberate movement in touch with your body, in touch with the hip or the knee or the foot. Moment-to-moment awareness, different parts coming into contact and then changing. Noticing if there's any satisfaction in this rolling twist. Just tipping the knees from side to side. Seeing if you can get a sense of moving with ease, or maybe you need to navigate around things if things are uncomfortable. Is there a difference between one side than the other? next time the knees go down to one of those sides, just when you arrive to one side, flow down and pause, if you can, if it's pain-free to pause, of course. So you're monitoring and you're responding, and you're being friendly to yourself by being inside your body and the activity of your mind. Tip to the side and pause, and feel the sensations alive in stopping. Taking a deeper breath if you can. Feeling the belly and the chest up, and breathing out through the mouth or out through the nose, sinking into the stretch if you can a little bit deeper, letting go, having this quality of letting go. The in-breath, if you're aware of it, creates a bit of subtle tension in the body. And the out-breath, if you can feel it, there'll be a change to a little bit of a letting down. Now, if you're still at the side, what's it like to, again, gradually feeling the feedback when you move out of that one side, moment to moment, roll through the middle space and gradually make your way over to the other side and see and be connected to your body and your mind and your breathing. Paying attention on purpose to the present moment, non-judgmentally, being aware of any analysis, self-criticism, judgments of your body, mind. Bring a quality of being open, if you can, accepting of what's there to be known. Not trying to push or pull yourself to be a certain way, but being interested in your experience as it unfolds, moment to moment. If you're comfortable staying to the side and pausing and deliberately shaping your breath, taking some deeper, more slower, deliberate, exaggerated breaths. Sounds to be heard, sensations of pressure and pushing and pulling, heat, coolness. Make again the journey, the action of returning, of leaving the side, any reluctance to leave it, or maybe you've already left, but flowing back, making the movement back into middle. It's a neutral land where the feet come flat and the weights evenly through the buttocks. And then we'll lift both feet off the ground and bend the knees up over the chest, and we'll hold the knees with the hands. Just lightly holding on, getting a quality of resting the hands on the knees if you can, without, and maybe you've already started tugging on those knees, but if you can, just supporting the knees with the hand weight, arm weight, contact of the hands, somewhere comfortable. Remember to honor what's in your body. If it's not right to do any action, take your own authority and leave it out. Where's the weight falling through your body? What signals are you feeling through the front of the body or the sides? Make some space just to be in this position, knees above you, hands on the knees. And then if you can, fold those knees closer to your body. Bring the knees into more tension, bring the knees closer. Could be a centimeter, you could fold them right in. Hold that stretch if you can. So the tailbone will tend to lift. There'll be a stretch through the glutes and buttocks. The lower back will be lengthened. There'll be more pressure in the pelvis and thighs and tummy. And if you're really okay with the neck and the head, lift your head up so you come into a little ball. If you need to change your hand position, you can. And try and stay inside that action of pulling, that action of creating tension. And the breath will be tight because the body's tight. And you monitor. Maybe you want to Make it a bit more intensity by drawing things in closer, even finding a limit if you can, examining if there is a limit, and how do you know it's the limit, but not pushing that limit. Moment to moment, paying attention. You can always let the tension out. You don't need to hold anything, but explore again the limits, how much energy you've got, what it feels through the fingers and wrists and arms, shoulders, back, legs. Squeeze, squeeze, or soften, soften. Let go again. Let go of any drawing in. Slide things back down. Let the legs go long if you're happy to. And the arms come back onto the body or to the sides. Letting things come to contact. To a bit of support on the ground. Feel the subtle sensations in your body. Feel any commentary in the mind or heart. Take some moments to be. Bring some attention back to your breathing if you feel to. Once more, we'll go back to movement. Feel how the legs are long and bring some attention to that right leg. Would you now deliberately, if you can, in touch with the right leg, float or bend that right knee up over you, but being aware of how it moves and what muscles are used, bend just the right knee above you. Again, move the hands to meet that knee. And feel that contact of supporting the knee with the hands. Hold the knee, just the right knee. Left leg can be long, or you might prefer to bring that left foot back up onto the mat to support your back if that's a bit more comfortable. So choosing what you want to do with that left leg, but the right knee held with one hand or both hands. How's your breath now? How's your body feel? What shapes are there? And if you can you bring that right knee closer to the body? Bring it in. Use those arm muscles. Draw it in. Include lifting the head up if you wish to. And stay inside. Some moments of deliberately making a stretch for that lower back. Each moment new, so maybe everything stays the same, or you could be aware of the changes. Maybe things release just by staying there inside the stretch. Or going a bit further, increasing the intensity if that feels right. And let go, deliberately let go, deliberately let the arms come away from the support of that knee, arms on your body or down on the ground, any sense of relaxation, and that right leg can move, if you can, in touch with the right leg, taking it down, or have you automatically taken down and not paying attention to how you're doing it, how we drift in and out of attention. If you can, letting each movement be available to your attention. Because you're doing it anyway. Resting the legs down and arms down. Notice any quality of difference between the right leg and the left leg. Taking a deeper, more enlivening breath into the body. Letting the breath out through the mouth or out through the nose, letting go, a sense of letting go, Let's switch over. What's it feel like to change sides now? Gathering, moving, bending that left knee up and over you if you can, if it's possible to have that left knee up, not assuming that you know what the signals are. Hands coming onto that left knee, maybe the top of the knee or a bit of clothing or underneath the knee. And drawing the knee in if you prefer to bring the knee closer to the body. Or maybe it's enough just to support the knee with the hands and not do any active pulling. Only you know. You know what's happening in your body. Be present, be kind, be available, including lifting the head or bringing a hand behind the head to support your head. One hand can stay on the knee, one hand can be behind your head, and you can lift the head up with the support. Feeling free to explore, change the movement if necessary. It's a practice of yoga, of being attentive and open, conscious of what you're doing, trying things out. Squeeze, pull. Breathe. Feel the breath and body connection. Again, let go of any holding. And again, let the legs and arms back to the ground, back into a stopping position. Let's leave the ground space and see if you can be aware of leaving lying down and rolling to one side and coming up onto the hands and knees or all fours like a table, balancing up on the hands, having the knees a little bit apart, feet are on the mat, so all fours, hands and knees, feet on the ground. And not leaning too far forward or back, sort of balancing the weight between the hands and knees and feet. I'm going to do some spinal flexors here. So, would you roll the chin in the direction of the chest softly? And as you do that, press the shoulder blades up to the sky. So, we're trying to make a bit of a rainbow through the spine. Pushing up through those shoulder blades, you can feel the tension in the wrists and the arms. There might even be shakiness in your body. Push as far as you feel to, and then stop. And hold the space. And be aware that the space is always changing, even when you pause in a posture. You might feel to even pull the belly up a little bit, feeling the muscles that are active throughout the back, throughout the shoulders and arms. Is it possible to soften your head a little bit, relax the neck a little bit, even though you're pushing down? And then we'll go the opposite way, letting the chin slide forward, looking forward, and then looking up. And as you look up, let the tummy down towards the mat and roll the tailbone up. So the opposite C shape, looking up towards the sky if you can, rolling the hips up, feeling how the throat stretches, rolling the tailbone up. Opposite angle to the last stretch. And again, if you can, look up in between the eyebrows or exercise the eyes a little bit. Not taking too much weight on the knees or the hands, but balancing. You might prefer to breathe through your mouth. Again, float back to neutral, come back to a neutral spine zone, not tucking the chin in or looking up, having the body in a neutral space. And we'll do a little bit of balancing now on these all fours. Can you lift that left arm out to the front of you? So lift the left arm straight out and lift the right leg off the ground as well. So lifting the right leg off the ground and the left arm out to the front. So you're balancing on that left knee and right hand. Left arm out to the front, straight out in front of you. Right leg out behind. So it's a bit of a challenge. Challenge for balance, challenge for your tummy, challenge for the back, and observe the tension. Can you hold this? Hold it for a moment, hold it for a minute. And some of you might prefer just to come back down and swap to the other side, just to go in and out of movement, to lower that left hand and right knee and then lift the right arm out to the front and the left leg. Whereas other people like to hold it and challenge themselves. Do what's right for you. If you're happy to hold for a bit of time, to work your body a little bit here, feel free. If there's any shoulder injuries or niggles, perhaps just leaving the hands on the ground or coming onto the elbows and just doing the leg action, straightening a leg out, lifting the leg off the ground but straightish. Remember paying attention on purpose to the present moment. Not judgmentally, not forcing your body, but challenging your body. Make sure you do both sides evenly. If you can, keep going. Again, let go. Come back down. Would you come again back to the mat again? Come back to lying on the back again. Turning yourself once more over to lying back down on the back. Feeling if there's any sense of relief perhaps to come to lying down once you get to that space. Any internal changes in the shoulders or backs or legs once you come to contact. If the mat's a bit friendlier or a little bit awkward. Closing the eyes once more or leaving them open, up to you. But being present again, moment to moment, watching the flow of experience change, feeling it change, listening to it change, observing the change, seeing if you can be a witness to the change, inside and outside. Using your breath as an anchor to come back to. Each moment new. Letting go of the past if you can. Observing any fantasies, any projections of the future. Seeing if you can be in the center, in your body. Open to the sensations as best as you can. Available to be aware of your thoughts that naturally come along and visit us on the mat. Our feelings that visit us. As best as you can, honoring them when they come along, observing them, letting them have their space, watching them change or watching them repeat, come back again. Now again, we will leave the lying down for a little bit. We'll still stay lying down, but again, bend one knee, then the other knee, and bring your feet to that semi-supine position. So knees are bent and feet on the mat. Feet again, hip width apart, not too close to the buttocks, but sort of near the buttocks. You might need to rustle the feet a little round to get comfortable. And this time, would you push into the ground a little bit more strongly, a little bit more dynamically, and lift the buttocks and lift the back off the ground. So into the shoulder bridge position, if you're familiar with that. So arms can stay on the ground, but you're pushing through your feet. And so you're lifting up through the buttocks and lower back, maybe rolling up to the mid back or balancing up on those shoulder blades. Keep your head on the mat. So lift up through the tummy, lift up through the chest, lift up to a point of holding the bridge, making a bridge between your feet and the other end where you're balancing, mid back or shoulder blades or up through the neck area. Again, if you can hold this space, hold the bridge. Explore if you can hold it for a little bit, for some moments. Or is it best to layer the spine back down and relax, to let things come down to contact, not do anything for some moments, and then re-establish a bridge again? So you've got some options. Lift up into the bridge and hold and stay up there and work that bridge a little bit. Another option for this position is to float the arms up. Those of you that can rest the arms above you on the ground, try taking the arms up over your head again, resting the arms above you on the ground, but being in the bridge pose at the same moment. Moment to moment, if you can hold it, or if you prefer to leave out this action, taking your own authority. Again, let your bridging subside down. Let any effort making through the legs, if you can, come down gradually and purposefully, intentionally, lower down with control. Once more, when you get to the ground, let the legs side long and let things be for some moments. Take some moments just to be. Take a nice deep breath in, hold the breath for a moment, breathe out through the mouth and let things dissolve. Take some slower, more deliberate breaths in, feel the tummy, feel the chest up. Breathe out with a sense of letting go. Again, if you can, slide those feet, both feet up onto the mat again, this semi-supine position where the knees are bent, feet flat. Stretch just the right leg this time up towards the sky, right leg straightening. Once it goes up there, have a little bit of a rotate of that right ankle. Roll it around, make some circles, or attempt to make circles. Both directions, and then taking the hands onto that right leg, pulling that right leg again, either just very subtly supporting the leg effortlessly or bringing lots more energy into pulling the right leg in towards you, getting a satisfying stretch for the hamstrings and back, glute, lifting the head up as an option as well. And if you can stay inside the stretch, make it, create it, and live it, and breathe it, and engage it, and open to it as it changes. If you're really okay, you could slide the spare leg, the left leg, long. Moment to moment again, fade out. Gradually loosen the tension in the arms and legs. Let both legs again slide back down. Letting the legs be down in a passive moment. Feeling any after effect from the action. Breathing down into the belly if you can. Again, we'll swap sides now. Bringing both feet up onto the mat, semi-supine. Feet onto the mat, knees bent, stretching that left leg up towards the sky. Having a rotate of the ankle, a roll of the ankle, getting used to the sensations of the front of the leg, the back of the leg, through the pelvis. And bringing both hands onto that left leg somewhere, whether it's the knee, or above, maybe holding the shin or even the foot. Doesn't really matter, just pulling the leg in if you can. Lifting the head up as an option. And finding, again, for you, some satisfaction and duration, holding the stretch, but not holding your breathing. Keep going if you can. Keep going if you can. Or is it best to come out of it? Remember, it's your practice, it's your time. To work at your edge if you want to, or to let it be a softer practice. Each practice will be different. If you're still up, take some moments again to flow away from intensity. Those moments are coming away. Come down onto the mat again and turn yourself around onto the tummy, please. Come onto the front of your body. So the chest is in contact and the tummy, the thighs, perhaps a little bit of the shins or the tops of the feet, onto the belly. But you can slide the arms down by the sides if your neck's okay with that. Arms down by the sides. Bring the feet closer together. Ideally, turn your head to neutral so you're looking straight at the mat, straight down. And we're going to do some individual leg lifts here. So choose one leg. Let's go the right leg. So can you keep that left leg on the ground and lift the right leg off the ground? Doesn't matter what height, but try lifting that right leg. Feel the bracing in your body, how that left leg and the tummy and the back muscles need to work. Even the arms might be working. Right leg off the ground if you can. And holding it. Find a place to go up and breathe. Feel the breath. If you can keep on holding, keep on holding. And of course, you can just come down and change when you want to. But if you can, try holding that right leg up. Keep it up. Find your edge. How the edge often changes if you actually be aware of your edge, how much energy you've got with your practice. If you're still up, again, take some moments to let, to feel the thigh coming down, the touch of the knee, the foot, and the sort of sigh in the body when you no longer need to do effort moving, letting the body be supported by the ground, turning the head to the side perhaps, taking a breath or three. Noticing your heartbeat, any pulsing, any bracing for tension, any sense of relaxation, awareness. paying attention on purpose to the present moment, not judgmentally. And now we'll go to the other side, so turning the head neutral as if you're looking straight at the mat, arms by the sides. You can always bring the arms up near the head area if that's a little bit more comfortable. Remember, you can move into different shapes if it's appropriate for you just to change. And seeing if you can lift that left leg right off the ground. You might notice how you have to press that right leg into the ground to lift that left leg. It's quite a strengthening action, challenging action. If you want to lift your head up a little bit, you're welcome to. Remember, you can go up and down, you can change the legs, or if you can, stay with that left leg up, holding. Meeting the intensity, creating intensity, being one with the intensity until you want to let things down and let go. Let go down anyway if you happen to be still up, if you've made it this far. Let down and let go. See if anything does let go. Maybe things don't let go. Take the feet a little bit apart, sort of hip width apart, or it can be a bit closer or wider. Bring the hands into a push-up position. Hands, elbows close to the sides, the rib cage, hands on the mat, and chin on the mat as if you're looking a little forward if you can. So we're going to keep the legs and the pelvis on the mat, but we're going to push into the mat with those arms and do a little bit of a cobra lifting. So pushing into the mat with both hands, lift the head and the throat and some of the chest off, whether you want to lift up 5 centimeters or to lift up so the arms straighten. Lift up and hold again. Lift up and stay up. Lift up and create a lift. Make some so that lower back will have some intensity. Try and tighten the thighs and buttocks. Your neck's really fine, tilt the nose up as well. Explore opening through the throat. See if you can soften the shoulders a little bit. Into this cobra. Legs are on the ground, pelvis on the ground, maybe tummy on the ground, or maybe roll right up, but keep the pelvis on the ground. If you prefer just to go up and down, remember, go in rhythm if you prefer. Breathing, feeling, heat, shaking, intensity. Let's push back through to all fours. So push up onto the hands and knees, and then to settle the buttocks down towards the heels. Lower the buttocks down, lower the chest down, lower the face down. Lower your head down, lower the arms down. Try and rest down in this crouching position. Let the feet change shape if you need to. Soften into this child position, chest and head. You might want to slide some hands underneath your head to support yourself. You're not forcing anything. Coming down if you can, come down. And opening to your body, opening to what's on your mind. Opening to this breath and this moment. Then when you're ready, take some moments to come back onto the back, back to Shavasana, back to lying back down on the back. To arrange yourself back to lying down. Any relief in coming back to the back when you get there? Adjust your clothing or body. Arms a little out from the sides, letting the fingers relax, letting the body have some moments now. And you take as many moments as you like. This is the end of the yoga practice. But perhaps a 5 minute or 10 minute window now, just staying on the mat, closing the eyes, letting some time pass, letting the space evolve and emerge as it needs to do. You don't need to immediately get up and get going. Perhaps deliberately offering a little bit of downtime now, where you can come back to your breathing, let the body have a rest without moving. And thanks for your practice. Thank you.